Praise the Lord. Alleluia. He is risen. Please be seated. As Pastor Curtis mentioned during the children's message, the word praise comes up 13 times in 6 short verses for Psalm 150. And we were also talking about it a few days ago. And although it seems to be in the form of a second person imperative for all you grammar lovers out there, I know I'm not one of you. But a second person imperative is more like, you, praise. But it's actually more of what's called adjusive. So it's more like, let us praise. May we do this. So in consideration of what has gone before, let us do something. Truly a fitting song for the Easter season. We are praising the Lord for what he did for us on Easter morning. He brought not only himself up from the grave, but all of us as well. As we are all one in Christ, so we are all one in his resurrection, brought to new life so that we may live in him. The Holy Spirit breathed a new life within us so that with our breath we can praise our Lord. On this, my last Sunday to worship with you as a field worker, I wish to praise God for all the blessings he has given me through all of you. Of course, there is the blessing of experience in the church, being able to lead services, distribute communion. But there's also the blessings of being allowed to share messages with you. And I would is permitted this Lenten season to lead the Wednesday services, being able to preach on Job, my favorite book of the Bible, no less. Really excited for that one. I know Job doesn't get many people excited, but I'm one of those rare exceptions. I was blessed to sit in on the confirmation classes, to be able to watch them grow in faith over this past year, and be able to take part in the confirmation service just last week, where they were all became confirmed members of the church. I was able to sit with you in conversation and with prayer. I was blessed being able to come to the meals here at the church, and I was blessed again by being able to take home the leftovers. And I really did mean it in the annual report where I wrote, the quickest way to a seminarian's heart is through his lean wallet and empty stomach. It is. These blessings from God might not seem like mighty deeds, but they do mean a lot to me. I will praise him for all the blessings that he has shown me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though I will miss you, praise the Lord for the time he gave me. Now I want to ask, what are the blessings God has given you? What mighty deeds has he done for you? Well, certainly God has blessed you with Grace Lutheran Church, this place where you can come to worship and come together in fellowship with one another. He has blessed all of you with friends and family. He has blessed you with food to eat. He's blessed you with drink so that you might slake your thirst. The Lord has blessed you with clothing. You have a car, a job to get some income, a sun in the sky to warm your face, and air to fill your lungs. The Lord God Almighty has created all things. He has shaped all life, and he blesses you with the creation he has nestled you within, so that you may live with the breath he has breathed into you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord in all times and in all places. Let us praise him until our throats grow hoarse. Let us praise the Lord until we have no more breath within us and we can't go on living anymore. Let us praise him in the midst of sorrow when we see the world gone wrong and falling into darkness. Let us praise him even when our hearts grow tired and cold because we see nothing but pain. Hallelujah. in times of sorrow. It is hard to see the mighty deeds God conducts in our lives. We see the pain of the world manifest itself in our lives, and suddenly we cannot focus on God anymore. We don't say, "Praise the Lord," but, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me be able to afford what I need this month. Lord, help me get about today when my body feels run down. Lord, help me survive another day when I don't feel like going on." Our breath gets worn out pleading for help. There are many blessings we have in our lives, but we can easily be distracted from these blessings. It's hard to praise the Lord for the warmth of the sun when that sun is hidden behind a storm cloud. Do you shout, "Praise the Lord for friends and family," when you see your loved ones in pain or passing into death? Do you let "Hallelujah" breathe out from your lips in these types of situations, or do you just weep and mourn? The Humboldt bus crash is still fresh in our memories, and just this week, there was the Toronto van attack. The scars of tragedies run deep. They are horrific and unexpected things, and they gravely hurt many people. When we see loss of life like this, we turn our head from shouting praises to God in heaven down to the earth to stare at the pain here with tears welling up in our eyes. We know that even when we feel the horrors of the world around us, that our Lord has still blessed us with many things, but we lack the strength to shout his praises. We let out groans. The breath of life escapes us in our sighs and as we mourn the death of others. Are you human? Then you know pain. You know everything in your life is not perfect. You know at times you fail. You know that misery is behind a corner waiting to claim some aspect of the hope of in your life. Sin and death are not far from us, but they are up close and personal. What mighty deed has the Lord done to stop the suffering that swirls about in the world? Well, the greatest deed our Lord did was take all that suffering and sorrow upon himself. Jesus Christ took all that stemmed from sin to bear on his back. Yes, when the world fell because of sin, it became a place of hardship and loss. Evil entered into the world because of sin. When we turn our heads away from shouting praises to the Lord, we focus on the results of sin within the world and the sin within us. We focus on pain and death. And we do this, quite simply, because it hurts. It hurts to see the world lost in suffering. We hate watching people die. It is repulsive to see how our lives come to suffer. And we are disgusted when we sin, because we do not want to sin, but the sinful flesh inside us makes us sin. Our Lord saw this. Our Lord was also disgusted by sin, repulsed by seeing our suffering, and hated seeing the people he so lovingly shaped and created die. Because he saw this, our Lord Jesus Christ took all the evil on the world on himself so that he would die in our place. Although he never sinned, Jesus took the full brunt of the consequences of sin for himself. Christ suffered evil to redeem us so that we may never suffer unending death in hell, but join in everlasting life in heaven. This world of suffering will pass away, and a new heaven and a new earth will be made where groaning, lament, mourning, and death have no place. Christ was so thankful for us that he lifted his hands up in thanksgiving to be nailed to the cross, so we may shout in thanksgiving to our God, "Praise be to the Lord our Father, that he made all people to love and cherish. Praise be to the Father, that his only begotten Son loved us, that Jesus was so thankful for us as God-given blessings, that he was willing to go to the cross. Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us from the pit. Praise be to the one who breaks the darkness and sheds his light upon us, not destroying us because of the evil within, but stripping us of the wickedness clasping to our hearts. Christ reaches deep within to change who we are. We're not suffering, wicked individuals in the world any longer. We are Christians. We are something fundamentally different. Because of our sinfulness, we stand guilty before God and rightly deserve his wrath. But Christ comes to us and takes our sin upon himself so that we are not ashamed before God, our judge, but righteous in his sight. Our Lord Jesus Christ takes away all guilt and shame we store within ourselves and places the suffering world in the palm of God's hand. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Although our breath runs out of us in our sighs and groans, lamenting over this life of pain on earth, the Holy Spirit fills us with new breath, breath meant to renew our praises to God for all he has given us. Praise be to the Holy Spirit, who brings us to the foot of the cross on which Christ hung, so that we may know our Lord who is nailed to that tree. Let the Spirit be praised for working life within us and within the world, but in this new breath, so we might have salvation. The Holy Spirit works within us so that we are not a slave to the passions of sin which run through us. This Holy Spirit brings us to new life, causing us to do good works, not old evils. This new life is filled with the works the Spirit has us do. We are powerless when we face sin and temptation by ourselves, but the Spirit of God is master of our souls, serving within us to strengthen us against all evil, so that he might work righteousness through us for our neighbors. The Holy Spirit unites us all in one faith and one baptism, so that we might declare with one voice, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah!" The Spirit of God raises up this world of suffering to the new earth of peace and praise. It's not our voices alone that cry out in praise, nor will we be the only ones shouting in adulation in our Lord's eternal kingdom. The whole of creation will join in a hymn of praise to the Lord who made all things. All that lives, all that has breath is to praise the Lord. It was the Lord who gave breath to every living thing. So now every living thing gives their breath to praise our Lord, returning the love and life he showed them. Those who sing in the praises of our mighty Lord are not just human beings. They're birds, mammals, fish, reptiles, insects, even single-celled organisms. All that has breath, praise the Lord. Let the mountains, the planets, the very stars in the heavens bow down and worship him, for our Lord has made them all. They know that our Lord made the whole of the heavens and the earth, giving us every good thing, but also knowing that our Lord died to redeem the fallen creation. Praise the Lord because he died, so we might all live together. Our Lord has made us. He has given us all that we have. Our Lord sees us through the trials we face and the sins we commit. By his might did he make us, and by his might our Lord remade us in baptism. Christ comes to make all things new, and the Holy Spirit breathes in us a new breath, a new life in Christ. We will never more die, but live in Christ. We are not bound by the fallen world or the sin within it or the sin within ourselves, but we are bound by the blessings of God unto life everlasting. He is risen, and we rise with him. Alleluia! Praise the Lord. Alleluia! Amen. And I invite Travis, my fellow field worker, to come up and invite the congregation to rise and turn in the Burgundy hymnal to hymn 805. And I can't think of a better way to end this sermon but to go out singing this hymn with all of us together. So, Travis, would you please lead us?